Slimburn online art package. When you hit the sun, not required to log. In fact, there's no way that you can log on and create an account. It's simply a matter of creating an artwork. When you click on the painting application, you're presented with the option to choose the size of canvas that you want. So you set that up and get a background. And then you're given a palette and some of the most commonly found tools in drawing applications. So you've got a pencil brush, some of the polygon tools, bucket fill, rubber, and so forth. And that's pretty much it. You can change certain aspects of each of the tools, so you can change the brush size and soft, that kind of thing. But you're offering away. Being presented with a blank canvas, though, it can be quite intimidating, for me as someone who's artistically challenged. So I found really exceptional about Slimbit is that as you're creating a work of art, it records all brush strokes as you go along, so that later on it's completed, it can be played back. Now, that if you have a browse through the gallery, you can see a lot of different standards. Some crudely drawn things, some just obviously tests as people were trying out features. But there's some amazing works of art, at least to my untrained eye. What's cool is that you can click on a particular work of art that takes your fancy and then click the play button and see it play back to see how that work of art was created. So, in a sense, it's a way of getting a look into, it's not the mind's eye, but certainly the hand of the artist as he or she produces the work and what strokes they make and where they bit up, where they start, and the different technique that they use as they're doing it. And as I said, as somebody who has very little artistic ability, to be able to see that offers me a way of perhaps a guide to the kinds of techniques that I could use and the way that I could use Slimbit to try to perhaps not emulate them, but certainly come up with techniques for drawing creations of my own choice.